Hi, Dennis. I've just completed answering all of your questions that were written down as best as possible. I think it's probably one of the most informative question and answer letters that I've ever filled out, and I think that that's probably the reason why you give such great articles. I've read some of your articles on Iron Man and been very impressed with them. And
I know that you'll do a good article on me. I hope in the near future to come out with a pamphlet of a question and answer booklet for my mail order business, and I hope to use some of the questions that you have in your interview questionnaire in my pamphlet. I hope that's okay with you. I think that you did a very extensive research regarding this, and very impressed with it. And hope that we can do more business in the together in the near future. Pete Sandberg is a good buddy of mine. I'm lucky enough to be working together with him, and he's helping me with my nutrition booklet for my mail order business. And if you have any helpful criticism or any advice, I'll definitely be willing to hear from you. What I'll do is I'll go down the line and try to answer some of the questions a little bit better. It's probably easier to answer by tape than it is to write it down. I think most of them I've answered pretty easily. As far as my hobbies, well, generally I don't have that much time for any hobbies, but I generally like to just get outdoors and just kind of groove on nature. And I usually take my wife and kids up to Carmel and Big Bear and places like that, and Palm Springs and San Luis Obispo, and just kind of relax. And then we like to go see plays and movies, and I like to swim and just try to relax a little bit. How did I become interested in bodybuilding? I come basically from a pretty active family. My father was a boxer and a Golden Glove competitor. My uncle was a strong man in vaudeville. And when I was 12 years of age, I was lucky enough to meet Charles Atlas. And more or less, that was probably the beginning of the stimulation that I needed to develop a superior physique. Then, of course, I used to watch Jack Lane on TV, and I was very impressed with him. But what really did it was the Steve Reeves, Lou Degney movies. That was probably the beginning of the period of inspiration for me. That made me want to win Mr. America and want to win Mr. Universe. I wanted to emulate Steve Reeves and Lou Degney and Reg Park and Bill Pearl. They were my favorites. And it's funny, with some of the guys with all the drugs that they take nowadays, I don't think half of the fellas, lucky if one-tenth of the fellas, have surpassed their development. I think they really have been a credit, and they are definitely pioneers for the bodybuilding sport of present day. I've been training since I was 12 years of age. I started when I was around 12, and really got out of it for a while and started training serious around 15 and started training in the neighborhood. I came from a pretty rough section of Brooklyn, and we more or less trained to be big and strong. I mean, it was that old type of thing where the weak die and the strong survive, that kind of thing. And we had a lot of respect for manhood. We were all pretty much macho kind of guys, and I just wanted to gain weight. My father encouraged me quite a bit to improve my appearance and to look better. I made my best gains, I'd say, from 15 to 18 years of age. What do I feel attributed to these gains? Probably just youth, natural ability, hereditary. I had a pretty good frame, tremendous metabolism. I just ate whatever my mother cooked. Generally, she made a lot of Italian meals, when I ate quite a bit of protein, and I started taking some of the supplements. I just think that I was more or less basically had a natural all-around metabolism, and had good natural ability, and had a tremendous drive for training. I just loved it. They used to call me the one-man gang when I was a kid. I used to go in the gym for 4 hours sometimes and just train and do every different aspect of exercise, from swimming to running to jumping to weightlifting. And then finally, when I was around 17, I got into training for my first contest, which was the Mr. New York City. And I won that at 18 years of age. Let's see, going on to the next question. I I like to train at homes at times, at that time, but I think prior to a contest, I think it's very important to train with a buddy, someone who can push you on to even greater depths, in a place where you can see other fellows who are just as equally as good as you are, like the World Gym. I am personally training as much as possible at the World Gym, and I train in the mornings from like 7:30 from around 7 to 9 with Doug Beaver and Pete. I get very good workouts with them. I'm probably getting the best workouts of my life, and I think this coming year they will see the best Dennis Torino that they have ever seen. It's been a culmination of all my efforts for the past number of years, and I think I'm finally going to be able to put it all together. The equipment in the World Gym is probably the best equipment in the world. Everything just seems to work right and just seems to flow. It just seems to flow together. Plus, watching the other physique stars, as Frank Zane trains there, and Calvin Skowzak, and just about all the top guys, it's really an incentive, and I push on to greater depths in my training. As far as have I ever performed any exercise that caused injuries? Yes, I have. I have a tendonitis in both of my knees and tendonitis in my right elbow. It's a chronic condition. I got that from not warming up about 8 years ago doing some dumbbell presses. Other than that, I've had no real serious injuries. I think that most of the bodybuilders, the mistake that they make is in locking out. I don't think that bodybuilders should lock out in their presses and bench presses. I think you get better results from kind of giving semi-continuous movement with 75% extension and non-lockout. This is better for continuous exertion on the tendons and ligaments. Do I go stale on certain exercises? Definitely. I definitely am one to go stale on exercises. I believe that one should change their bodybuilding routine every 2 or 3 months, at least that, probably every 2 months. I think bodybuilders have a tendency to get stagnant, and the reason for that is they just kind of follow the mold. They don't stop to think and realize that there are a million and one exercises for each body muscle group. I am a firm believer in utilizing all of the various pieces of equipment. Occasionally I fool around with the Nautilus equipment. It works the muscles just like barbells and dumbbells do, and I think that it can't harm you. I don't think it can do you that much more good than barbells and dumbbells and Nautilus equipment, but it will definitely break up the monotony and work the muscles from different angles. I like using cables. I like using dumbbells more than anything else. I like doing push-ups with weight on my back. I try to experiment. I try to work out as differently as possible. But generally, before a contest, I probably more than likely stick to the basics. As far as the exercise principles that work best for me, I like fairly heavy movements with 6 to 8 reps around 20 sets. Supersets are good for maintaining a basic all-around condition. But prior to a contest, I generally train fairly heavy movements, 6 to 8 reps with cheat movements at the end. When I say cheat movements, I do a set. I say 8 reps, and then I have someone take off some weight, and I do try to squeeze out 6 more reps. I did this for the last Mr. Olympia contest and got very good muscle density. It really helped me, and I think a lot of bodybuilders should try this. Which junk foods tend to smooth me out? Basically all of the synthetic sugars, ice cream, milk, cakes. It generally takes, depending on, after a physique contest, if I just junk out, it takes about 4 weeks, but I don't really get that smooth. I just get a little subcutaneous fat around the midsection, but generally it's amazing. I have a pretty good, amazing metabolism. I may be smooth around the gut, but I don't get that hanging waistline. I experimented once. I tried to really bulk up and go up to around 250. I just couldn't do it. I ate like an animal. So I guess that basically some people can be obese and other people can be obese to a certain point, but not be a pig. As far as rest and sleep, I think the bodybuilders probably get too much sleep. I spoke to some guys. I know that Calvin Skowzak, between you and I, he gets around 10 hours sleep or so a day. I personally need around 6 or 7 hours sleep. I feel better on 7 hours sleep. Occasionally it catches up to me, but if you take a half hour naps in between during the day and the afternoon, that seems to rekindle my energy level. as far as heavy training, bodybuilding, being carried out while you're married. I've been married now for 6 years, and it's been a burden on my marriage sometimes, but generally just before a contest. But the best thing that you have to do is you have to realize that you must get your workout in at the proper time, and you definitely have to sacrifice something when you train. I generally sacrifice, TV and some of my social activities, but I really don't miss it because I'm doing something that I want to do. And bodybuilding is the only sport where when you help yourself, you're helping someone else. What I mean in that is that by you looking good, other people want to look good. Therefore, they'll train and they'll watch their health, and they'll be better also. And they'll buy my booklets, and I'll be getting paid for seminars and win money in physique contests. I'll be better on myself also. So bodybuilding is a sport where when you help someone, you're also helping yourself. It's a tremendous sport, and it's my life. I think some bodybuilders are just losers to begin with. That's why their marriages don't last, and that's why they don't want to work and hold down a full-time job. They're just losers. They just want to be transits. I think some of the fellas use bodybuilding as an excuse. They want to find themselves. Well, I did both. I traveled all over the world 3 or 4 times, and I was one of Mr. America and Mr. Universe at 21 years of age, and I got to do everything. What I would do is, if I had a competition, I would generally schedule it so I had a vacation or leave an absence set up sometime. What is a will, there's a way. You can definitely do anything you want to do if you want to do it. The thoughts that you think nourish your mind. If you believe it, you will definitely win. Bodybuilders should try to realize this. I try to live a well-rounded life. I remember there was a period of time when I was 18 or 19, and I just trained and went to school and ate and everything, and it was fine and all, but there was still something missing. You just can't put all your eggs in one basket. Even though bodybuilding is becoming so competitive nowadays, you still can lead a pretty well-rounded life. There's only so much time you need in the gym to build a body. Going on to the next question. Do I take much liquid during a workout? Well, when I was very young and I wanted to gain weight, I used to fix myself a protein malt in a blender. And I used to sip that during my workout. That was very, very helpful. Now I don't do that anymore because I generally maintain a certain weight. And I usually go up in that weight prior to competition. I generally drink about a gallon of distilled water or a couple of quarts of distilled water during the workout. It's really not that cold. It's pretty lukewarm. And sometimes I'll drink some juices, or maybe I'll have a piece of fruit about an hour before a workout, or some raisins. That generally helps me to bring up the energy for my workout. Going on to the next question. Have I ever gotten ill to the point where I had to terminate training? Well, I had a fractured collarbone once in an automobile accident when I was about 17, 18. I had a layoff for a couple of months. What I generally did was I just started training very light. I didn't even worry about the weight. I just would go into the gym and do 5 or 6 or 10 or 20 different exercises just to get a couple of sets in of each, just to make the muscles work from all around different angles, and not really try to worry about getting a set workout in. I think a lot of bodybuilders pay too much attention to that. You can have more fun sometimes going into a gym. Sometimes I go into a gym when I'm bored and just do bench presses for 2 hours or hold chin for 2 hours. You're going to work all the muscles, and the whole key to success is consistency anyway. So I don't think that bodybuilders have to worry about it if they don't feel like getting your 20 sets of whatever reps and whatever exercise they have planned. I mean, let your bio rhythm system be the judge of that. As far as a bodybuilder entering his first contest, nowadays, I wouldn't recommend it. I think a lot of bodybuilders will be better off bodybuilding just for themselves as far as bodybuilding for physique competition. It's a tough life, and there's probably a lot of other sports that one can go into that would be more beneficial financially and emotionally. I think a lot of fellas that enter various contests find that they get very little out of it, mainly because of there's so much competition. Some of the fellas nowadays who compete in a simple contest like Mr. Venice Beach, which has really no meaning other than to put a trophy on your mantelpiece and a little self-satisfaction, have sacrificed their jobs and trained hours, days, weeks, taken steroids, have lived in the doctor's office just to win a foolish contest. Well, that's really egocentric. It's a shame it has to be that way, and it's pretty hard for up-and-coming bodybuilders to compete against guys who would self-destruct their own system just to win a damn contest. So it's really, really quite hard for up-and-coming bodybuilders to enter. But as far as tips for the guy just entering, well, just try to be very critical of yourself. Have your buddies get someone who is an authority on the sport to give you pointers on your posing. Have constructive criticism regarding the way you look and the way your outcome of the contest was, and just look at your first physique contest as a building block. Not everyone can win. Going on to the next question. As far as muscle magazines, I think probably Iron Man and Muscle Builder and generally, you know, all those other magazines encouraged me quite a bit to train to greater heights. As far as the magazines now, I generally don't read that much of them. Of the magazines, I like Iron Man to a certain extent, but most of the other top muscle magazines generally contain a lot of bullshit, which we know is not the way it is and the way bodybuilders train, but it's like anything else. If you want to get ahead in certain competitions, you have to sacrifice your ideals to a certain extent. Some bodybuilders do this, some don't. I try to read more books on nutrition, and like Let's Live and Carlton Fredericks magazines, and just I spend more time reading magazines on general health and fitness publications than I do on bodybuilding magazines. I generally read the bodybuilding magazines more so before a competition, when you see, so I can see what the other guys look like and get a little bit more incentive. I think a lot of guys pay too much attention to the magazine and too much to what is really said in the magazine. What they should do is look at it for what it's worth, and that is a catalog to sell product. As far as my favorite muscle mag, I would definitely say Iron Man and Muscle Builder are probably my best mags. I like the English magazine because it's a little different, and you get to see what's going on in another part of the world. It says, do you think drugs are necessary for success in bodybuilding? Well, I think that question will probably be twofold. I don't think drugs are necessary for success in bodybuilding if you're bodybuilding just for bodybuilding itself. I think drugs to a certain extent are necessary if you want to compete in physique contests. I think a lot of people, they should point that out, that physique competition is not bodybuilding. Physique competition is displaying the physique, and bodybuilding is bodybuilding. The physique competition nowadays, a lot of the physique fellas really are not considered with health. They just want to look good for that moment up on stage, and some of them remind me as daredevils, like Evel Knievel types, where they would sacrifice anything just to win. And that's basically what they're doing. They are Evel Knievel types because they are jeopardizing their health. Maybe not now, maybe in the future. Who can say? The drugs are doing the fellas good. I don't know. I'm not a chemist. I try to read and understand as best as possible. If I wish I didn't have the answer for that. I think that you can do without it. I won all of Mr. America, Mr. Universe title twice, and recently Natural with Mr. America without taking drugs. So I was competing against various top bodybuilders, and I lost quite a few of the top Mr. Universe contests in the last couple of years because I was competing against fellas who admittedly took steroids. Well, I knew that they were. I knew if I was to take them, that I would probably beat these guys. Would be equally as good. But it really wasn't that important to me. The important thing was doing it for myself and making the gains that I could make on my own without the steroids. As far as winning the top titles without the drugs, I don't think it's really that. I don't think it's possible. I think that you definitely should have to take some of the drugs to be 100% at your best. This is something that I would have to consider in the near future, since I have had a hard time competing against some of the drug users. The drugs definitely give you a certain advantage as far as a percentage. I'd probably say 25% to the average guy and 100% to the unaverage guy. Some guys take drugs and just make a tremendous amount of gain. Other guys take drugs and don't gain that much at all. It just seems the fellas who gain the most are the ones who lose the most from the drugs. What I mean is that some of the fellas who gain 30 pounds on the drugs generally lose 30 pounds just as fast. So what's the sense of it all? It's really just part of showbiz. It's a short-lived type of thing, and it's a crowd-pleasing type of physique. That's what I basically call it. It will probably get worse, and thank God there are some doctors in the field who do try to help the bodybuilders who are on drugs. I think some of the doctors mean well when they supervise the bodybuilders. But the bodybuilders are their own worst enemies. They believe that a lot is good and that too much is not enough. Well, there is a point of diminishing returns, so eventually some of these bodybuilders experiment on their own, and that's when they have the ill effects. As far as next question, maintaining a positive family relationship when engaged in heavy training for a top contest. Well, you have to have a very considerate wife, and you must try to be very disciplined and regimentated prior to the contest. You must try to plan out your time during the day. There really isn't much time for anything else. You have to work in 8 or 9 hours a day in training. So you must be happy for that life. To a certain extent, your wife or your girlfriend or whatever must be willing to sacrifice with you. So she really is becoming part of your plans. So it's really a two-person victory when you do win. As far as my plans for bodybuilding, I'd like to win the Miss Olympia contest and possibly one or two other top physique contests. And when I reach that stage, then I'll decide exactly what I would like to do then. But that's what I have in the future. I will be in the Miss Olympia contest this year, and I guarantee that I'll be in the best possible shape that I've ever been in. And I get 15 years of training, I should know my body by now, and I'm just going to put it all together. And we'll let the judges decide if there is such a thing. Oh, how would I characterize the real secrets of bodybuilding success? Well, how do you win the big ones where other physique contestants never do? It's just like you said, persistence, consistency, heredity. Basically, that's what it is, and a never-ending drive to want to excel in the field. But it's just generally good overall chemistry combined with knowing your body, experimenting, and God's good gift of easy gains. As far as bodybuilding, what does the future hold for bodybuilders in competition? I think in probably the next couple of years that it's going to be equally as well-known as, say, baseball or football or bowling at least. Bodybuilders will be able to make the top 10 bodybuilders right now are making a good enough living to get by. And I think in the future, the top 10 bodybuilders will make a living just as equal as some of the sport fans, some of the sport heroes are making. It's really come a long way, and I think we're finally breaking out of the primitive stage of adolescence that it was in. As far as any beliefs regarding the sport of bodybuilding changed over the past year, compared to views during the rest of your career? Well, everything's basically about the same. I don't think it really has changed in the last 10 years, let's say. I think nutrition, bodybuilders pay more attention to nutrition. It's changed to the point where, you know, everybody's taking drugs, but there wasn't much of that when I won Mr. America, Mr. Universe. Other than as far as new equipment, the Nautilus has been around, but big deal. I mean, it's good, but it's just another way of doing an arm curl. That's basically about it, as far as I can see. Have any individuals had a particular influence on my bodybuilding career? Bill Pearl has helped me at a very influential stage of my youth. Joe Bender has helped me. My father has probably been the greatest help. My good friends are continuously helping me right now. Pete is helping me. Doug Beaver is helping me. I've gotten hundreds of letters from people all over the country regarding my not doing so well at the Mr. Olympia contest. This has encouraged me to be even bigger and better at the up-and-coming contest. I didn't realize I was that popular. I'm not trying to be eccentric or anything. I think I passed that stage. I just do it for myself and try to help the guys that are up and coming. That's where I get my most satisfaction from. But you know, they've helped me quite a bit. I think Bill Pearl is probably the greatest physique training coach of that's ever been around. Let's face it, he's the grandfather of bodybuilding. In my off season, I generally work my weak points. I like to superset. I train as fast as possible. I really don't do that much. I generally train between an hour and a half. I don't think you need any more than that. I don't feel that you have to train that hard all year round. I did for a long period of time, and I think that's probably helped, probably one of the reasons why I got a lot of injuries. I generally perform 3 exercises a body part, sometimes 4, but 3 should be enough. I think the average guy should analyze what he needs. If he needs more bulk, well, then you only need 1 or 2 exercises. If he's looking to get more shape and definition, then he needs more exercises. They should stop to evaluate and see what they need, and that will generally judge how many exercises they should do per body part. In the off season, I generally don't train that hard because I'm leery of injuries. As far as the type of workout schedule, I have it written down on the sheet of paper. How long does each workout period last? Generally, about an hour and a half. Before a contest, about 2 hours, and generally a half hour in the evening. The half hour in the evening will generally consist of working my calves again, my abdominals. I do about 1,500 reps for my abdominals, and my serratus and the showy muscles. I've recently been working that way for the last contest, and it seems to help. My body weight generally stays about 210. I weigh about anywhere from 215 to 220 in the contest. So I guess it stays about the same, maybe fluctuates 5 or 10 pounds. Do I have any difficulties gaining or losing weight? Well, I have my one of the difficulties is gaining weight, hard muscular weight. But generally, I can put on or lose weight at will. Are you thick skin or thin skin? I have a fast metabolism. I think I would really call thin skin. As far as bulking up, I don't think it's necessary. I think that too many bodybuilders use bulking up for an excuse to be pigs and to get out of shape. I haven't seen any fellow who bulked up that when he trimmed down really made that much progress. I think what they should do is just follow a good round of diet. Fellows who bulk up usually are slow gainers. And what they should do is just realize that and train twice as hard and be twice as disciplined to make good gains and do more strict movements and do less cheating movements. A lot of fellows who tend to bulk up easy do a lot of cheating movements and they don't make any gains by it. They should do more strict and more shaping movements to maintain development. I don't think a bodybuilder should go more than 10 pounds over contest weight. As far as the extent of bulk training should be on the area of the body that needs the development. Some fellows are lacking arm development. They should concentrate on that and no vice versa. The pecs, the shoulders, the back, whatever it may be. If you're trying to gain weight, I don't think you need more than 4 hours, 4 or 5 hours a week, 4 days a week. I'd say generally around 2 exercises a body part. The best bulk up program that one should do is probably do, say for your chest, say benches and heavy barbell or dumbbell inclines or heavy dips. For your legs, heavy squats and heavy hacks. For your back, heavy barbell rows and heavy lat machine pull-downs. For your shoulders, heavy presses and heavy dumbbell movements. Generally, in my off-season, I just take a couple of packets of the stress vitamins, about 125 milligrams of your Bs, a couple of 1,000 time-release Cs, and all your chelated minerals, and a little bit of enzymes. And I take about 50 livers in the off-season. I take about 50 liver tablets. 200 prior to a contest. Generally in the off season, I'm in fairly good contest shape. Depending on how I've been training and depending on my mental attitude, it generally takes me 1 and 6 weeks to whip into pretty good shape. That would generally consist of watching my diet and getting a lot of sun and speeding up my training program. I generally train all year long. I don't really lay off that much between contests. I generally work the muscles that I find that are lagging behind in the off season. That's currently what I'm doing right now. How many days will I specialize in a lagging body part? About 3. Day of specialization, about 1.5 hours. Do you ever work the body part more than once per day? I tried this. I worked a couple of body parts twice a day, twice a week, and I lost size. It doesn't seem to work for me. Some fellows it works for. Generally, the fellows it works for are the fellows who want to cut up and who are on steroids, but it doesn't work for me. Do I place specialization work at the beginning or end of your workout? At the beginning. It really doesn't matter when you perform it. You can perform it at the end, but I think it's best to do it at the beginning so you can put as much as possible into each exercise. You must concentrate from the beginning to end of each movement to get the best results. Well, how many weeks, months do you allow yourself to bring the lagging body part up to par by specialization? Well, sometimes it might take years. You just keep bombing it until it finally comes up. You got to work the muscle so hard that it has no choice but to grow. I normally use about 3 exercises for each body part. As far as the 3 specialization routines for various body parts, I have it written down. The routine that I have written down is generally to increase the put more size on the that particular body area. Generally, when a contest I'm coming to close to a physique contest, I generally takes about 3 months to go on a cut up routine. I allow myself more time. Some of the fellows just cut up for 6 weeks, but I would rather start out sooner to give myself enough time to be ready, so I don't come in too.